From NPR Music, I'm Felix Contreras. Welcome to Alt Latino Extra, a short blast of music and conversation that just couldn't wait until the next podcast. Today, Alt Latino contributor Camilo Garzón chats with Jorge Drexler, a musician who may be from Uruguay, but whose music seems to have enchanted the entire continent. His music certainly got the attention of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Those are the folks who give out the Academy Awards or the Oscars here in the U.S. In 2005, he won the Oscar for the Best Original Song for En el Otro Lado del Río from the film The Motorcycle Diaries. He has a new album out, and Camilo talked to him by phone from Drexler's home in Madrid.
Hola.
Hola, hablo con Jorge.
Hola, sí, ¿quién habla?
Enter the hero, Jorge Drexler, one of the most syncretic, eclectic, and literary Latin American songwriters. 3 years have passed since he released a full-length album. So now let's trace back for a bit his storied career, starting with Vaivén in 96. A majestic songwriter from the get-go. A storied career with hit after hit. And now, De Amor y de Casualidad from Llueve in 98. Followed by Frontera in 99. Causa y Efecto in 01. Echo in 04. And then came the hit that made him known in the US and all over the world, Al Otro Lado del Río. With this song, he became the first Latin American songwriter that got an Academy Award for Best Original Song. Al otro lado del río. Amar la trama más que el desenlace. Amar la trama in 2010. Con mis dos universos paralelos. And Bailar en la Cueva in 2014. An anthropological and historic conceptual album focused on creating a sound that would be made from the feet and for dancing. When asked about his views on songwriting, he said,
I consider songwriting like a playground in which you can enter that playground through different doors.
And this year, he decided to expand his search by going back to certain doors, releasing his newest record, Salva Vidas de Hielo. In here, he explores his songwriting roots and focuses on the guitar as an instrument with infinite possibilities. Drexler hasn't sat still. Earlier this year, he was invited to give a TED Talk, and he called it Poetry, Music, and Identity. He tells the story of the way the Spanish musician Joaquín Sabina gave him a verse in the form known as décima. With this, he created a song, Milonga del Moro Judío, Milonga of the Jewish Moor. In his TED Talk, he reflects on understanding who we are as a species, acknowledges Sabina's influence, as well as the importance of perspective with things like migration. He explores this in the new record with the song Movimiento. To understand this further, he explained this in his TED Talk.
Las cosas solo son puras.
Things only look pure if you look at them from far away. It's very important to know about our roots, to know where we come from, to understand our history. But at the same time, as important as knowing where we are from, we have to understand that deep down...
I might not be from here. When I say here, I say everywhere. neither is anybody. I like that song very much. That's the one that opens the record. Since we got on our 2 feet, apenas nos pusimos en dos pies, the first thing we did was migrate and get out of Africa and move slowly until we occupied the whole planet.
The other song that he wrote that relates to his TED Talk is Pongamos que Hablo de Martínez, in which Drexler reminisces about the time he first met Sabina in Montevideo, and creates a song in which he acknowledges and values the influence and friendship he has developed with this Martínez, which he refers to in the song, which is in fact Sabina.
And I wrote it this year because just by chance I was listening to the radio and Joaquin released a new song and I was moved and really happy. And I remembered I should have written a song for Joaquin. And I like that tradition of songs of praising your teacher, your benefactor.
Another one of the most interesting songs is A Call to Mindfulness, a call to being present, to appreciate silence, and what he says, it's a lullaby for adults in a frenetic and loud world. It's called Silencio, or Silence. Regarding the music he creates, he says,
I think silence is mi materia prima, the prime matter. I need it. I make music over silence, on silence. Silence is my canvas. No encuentro nada más valioso que darte, nada más elegante que este instante de silencio.
Silencio. Next comes Telefonía, a brainy and melodic rumination on love, connection, and technology.
People were writing songs and poems, or singing in a cave and dancing so long ago, and having the hope, you know, to maybe belong to that chain of people that spoke about dreams and songs and stories, and feeling part of something, feeling a part of a long chain of people driving emotions through words. And I really like that idea, and so I tend to see all the contemporary aspects of life, like telephones, as a part of that tradition of a species that loves to communicate. And a part of me wants to think that the message remained more or less the same. The things that it changed the way we said it, but I think we as a species go back and forth around the same little amount of subjects, and we love to tell things to other people.
He finishes the album with a collaboration with Natalia Lafourcade, with a song that shares the same title as the album, a metaphor for ephemeral resources that can help us float in the sea of life, like songs.
That's the power of this profession we have. We change moods just for 3 minutes sometimes. That's why Salvavidas de Hielo is called Salvavidas de Hielo. It's an ephemeral life-saving device that flows in its own element, but that's what we do. We create ephemeral epiphanies.
For Al Latino, I'm Camilo Garzón. Del centro, donde el tiempo nace.